Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, the current conditions and outlook are that it's warmer than I thought it would ever be this time of day, and I can't believe we're talking about possible rain where you are. But cloudy conditions tonight, continuing through the morning. Wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. The current temperature, 38 degrees and cloudy. Welcome back, Sports to the Max. An iconic figure in the MIAC is retiring after this year. Mark Hansen is the head basketball coach at Gustavus, but he started there as a player his freshman year, and if somebody would have told him that in 2022 he'd still be donning the black and gold, that would have been overwhelming. But he announced his retirement as the head coach at the end of this season yesterday, and he joins us now. Coach, thank you for giving us some time.
Thanks, Mike.
What was it like for you to make a decision like this when Gustavus has been you and you've been it?
Oh, wow. That's saying a lot. It was a long process, really, and COVID interrupted it in some ways. But I think I saw over the last year to 2 years that there were things that I didn't want to keep doing in the job, and most of that was the game of recruiting. I could sell Gustavus in my office at any time, but the going to games and waiting to talk to kids and playing that game was becoming time-consuming, and it just was a difficult thing to keep doing. And I think I also found that I just wasn't coaching at the level that I thought I used to and felt like our players deserved.
Well, who recruited you to Gustavus? How did you end up there?
I took a year off between high school and college.
Oh, you did a gap year before a gap year was vogue, huh?
Correct. I guess I technically redshirted myself. I made the call and just asked if I could talk to the basketball coach, and who was Whitey Skoog at the time. And we got together, we chatted. I came over and played pickup ball a couple times and just felt like the place fit. And once I had connected, then Whitey, I would say, recruited me in the same manner that most kids would have been recruited at the time.
You know, Myron Memorial Fieldhouse is always nice to talk to somebody that understands. Myron Memorial Fieldhouse was like a mini Williams Arena. We always used to play our high school tournament games there in front of big crowds, and it was like the greatest memories of my life, you know. But explain that, because that was a true barn, and guys loved playing on it because you had such spring on the floor because of that hollow floor.
That's very much it. In fact, I recall being there and seeing pictures of or Bob Erdman or Whitey telling me that the Lakers used to come down there to practice because the floor was so good. It certainly didn't match the standards of a really cool building now, but at the time it was the place for area schools, especially small schools, to be at. And Had an environment because of being a sizable arena and put up extra seats. And heck, I remember being in school and Bird Island was there and the place was packed.
Yeah, oh yeah. In fact, I played against them once when the team place was packed. When, you know, I mean, I'm sure, yeah, you were probably a student there. You'd walk over to the game because, and then the atmosphere was just, I mean, it was electric, wasn't it? Because it was so loud.
Well, it was loud. The place echoed.
Yeah.
And people were close to the floor. It was a really fabulous place to play and watch at the time. But it served its purpose at the time, but it's nothing like Lund Center is now.
You know, Mark, I saw a couple weeks ago at a high school game that I was at, and you were watching, and I was trying to think, you know, my mind goes to who is he watching and what's he watching for? And I don't know if you knew specifically who you were watching that night or if you just knew it was good teams and playing and you found, but I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, and I'm watching this game, and there's some good players on the floor. And I'm trying to say, okay, if you're Coach Hansen, how do you decide whether or not that skill set's going to translate to Gustavus, and if it's maybe a shooting guard or a point guard, if that's the best one that you can get that's available, is that a tough process, or does that become easier over the years to be able to project?
I think it's always a tough process to project, simply because what a player can be in high school, and I'll say especially small schools, because their upside can sometimes be much greater than you might anticipate, because they're not competing the same way to get to a varsity spot while they're playing, versus, you know, say a 4A school where to get on the team, you've beaten a lot of people out.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, that was an interesting night, because there's actually one player that had already committed to Gustavus, and he was on the team, and there was another on that team that we're hoping to entice to come, and another on the other team. So it was a night where it felt more valuable because we were seeing multiple kids. But that's part of the game that I think had become tiresome.
That's what I was saying. I was thinking, I can see why, you know, because you get it and you try to, and you know, it's a reality, but the best kids that you recruit may be those borderline scholarship kids, right? And they're waiting to see if they get one.
Very much. Yep. If we're doing it right, we're talking to kids who we think could be at that level and hope aren't quite. And in the big picture, especially with the transfer portal, you stay in touch with kids that at least right now might be a scholarship player, but in a year might say, yeah, this isn't working out, and I think I'm going to go back to where, and I think more often than not, close to home.
Yeah.
And we've had some, if you look at our record over the years, some of our best years were years that we had a Division II transfer, and not necessarily our best player, but people that brought us up a level from what we would be if we simply went out and got good high school area kids.
What, you know, teaching the game. You get the kids to campus and now you got them on the court. Is that the most, I've heard some coaches say they enjoy practice more than games. Was teaching the game as much fun as anything?
It was for me, because games have an outcome where the practices are a process. And the outcome didn't necessarily give you a clear vision of what the process was actually improving on. And you get a different interaction with your kids during practice than you do during a game. However, without the games, the process, if it was just practice, it you don't get to check to see if the process is getting you someplace. But I think the interaction with kids and what draws you to them and allows you to be in a position to mentor them in other parts of their lives, that happens in practice far more than in games. We can feel good about what happens in practice and not nearly as judged as we are by the outcome of the game.
Mark Hansen is our guest, retiring after 36 years of coaching, either head or assistant at Gustavus, and he was an All-American player there as well. It's a frequent conversation, no matter what level of college you're talking about. The kid comes into the office and says, Coach, I think I should be playing more. A, do you want that kid because you want somebody who wants to play more? And B, is there a canned response? Is there a what that you learned over time?
I would say it varies. There have even been times where I said, you know, I agree with you, and I'm intending to play more. That's a hard one because you don't want it to look like you're playing them more because they came into your office.
Sure.
But if they're right, then you'd be foolish not to. The reality, though, is if they're not playing, I might say, I think you could play, but who should you be playing in front of?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a harder question for them to answer because they're actually thinking, I'm good enough, where I'm thinking, yeah, you might be good enough, but you're not better than who I'm playing.
Yeah, so for example, if that guy in front of them got hurt, you have all the confidence in the world that you could put them in and they could play,
yep.
But there's still no reason to put you in until, you know, if he's available.
Correct. And you'd love to play everybody. But if you play everybody, then nobody's happy. And you probably don't win very much.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's, unless your squad is so level, the more people you play, the less you play your best players.
Mark Hansen, our guest. Mark, I got to say, I don't know what it is about Gustavus. I had a brother that went there and, I grew up near there, so I know a lot, but what is it about the coaches at Gustavus that if you study the history of that school, stay there for such long times, yourself, Danny Herrera, Brad Baker comes back home, to coach baseball there. Peter Haugen's been there now for quite some time. Obviously, if you look at the tennis programs off the charts, and the same with Moose Malmquist, Coach Carroll's been there for a long time now. What is it about Gustavus that grabs you coaches that you stay there for such long periods of time?
Well, I can't speak for all the others, but I suspect it's an overarching feeling of it being a home of the kids sort of get into you. You experience them and you bring them in and you mentor them, you work with them, you live and die with them in some sense. And for me, I remember looking around saying, where else would I want to be? I was a small town kid. It was a place where I could get a fabulous education and also play at what I thought was a high level, not even understanding that I was going to go play for a legend in Whitey Skoog and 2 years later play for another legend in Bob Erdman.
Yeah.
And I think I probably learned from them, and you brought up Moose Malmquist, that what you surround yourself with and how you feel about yourself with them. I've gotten into the car and not been excited about going recruiting, but I've never gotten up in the morning and been disappointed that I was going up to work.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Bob recruited me when I was in high school, and I remember meeting him, and he had that almost a Lute Olson look and presence to him where you felt like he was in control.
Yeah, I saw him last night at our game, and I know he's aged 30 or 40 yeah. years since then, but he still looks like Lute Olson.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So on Saturday, they're going to honor you the last home game when you play St. Scholastica. You don't strike me as a real emotional guy. You seem pretty low-key. Will it hit you? Will it feel like what?
Mike, I've cried so much in the last 2 months.
Really?
And really, it's... I don't have any question that done the right thing. I needed to do it. It was time to have somebody else guide this program. But as I would think about the experiences and the people and the assistant coaches and the administrators, I've just been lucky. I've loved what I've done and who I've done it with, and the messages I've gotten since make me feel like maybe I did it all right.
Isn't that a wonderful feeling, though? Because what you're talking about is living a life without regrets.
Very much.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that what we all want when we get to the end of, to leave on our own terms and say, if I had to do it over again, I'd do the same thing?
I would, but I had no idea what I was getting into.
That's what, luckily, right, in some respects, right? It's just 1 year at a time, and before you know it.
Yeah, being naive is a blessing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom told me that often about me. Mark, thank you so much. Enjoy Saturday as best you can. Congratulations on just a celebrated career. And it's just it's one of those things where, you know, when you think about the MIAC, you know, Coach Hansen and Gustavus, and it just feels like it's been there forever and it was always going to be that way, even though we realize people will move on. But congratulations for all that you did accomplish. And I think probably most importantly to you, the relationships that you formed along the way.
Thank you, Mike, and I appreciate you letting me on.
You bet. Mark Hansen, head coach, Gustavus. You hear it in his voice, couldn't you? Isn't that what we all want, man? Get to the end of this thing, and or the end of a job or whatever it is, and say, I'm glad that's what I did with my life. That's it. I don't know what's next, but I'm glad I did that for whatever period of time with my life. And that's one of the greatest wishes or gifts that anybody can have. We'll set the stage for the Timberwolves in Sacramento when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, Craig Schefter. Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Timberwolves playing Sacramento shortly. Trade deadline coming up. Sacramento move one of their good players today. C.J. McCollum also moved from Portland. Great player. Hammer, as I ascertain this and I look at the Timberwolves roster, I don't want to see them trade Beverly because I think he's too critical, because I assume Russell is going to miss a lot of games and you need somebody like him. His name gets mentioned some. Who would you see on the roster as being vulnerable to a trade, the Timberwolves, and who would you like to get?
You know, I've been looking at the roster the last couple of days trying to figure this out. I don't think I'd make any trades right now.
Yeah, I'm with you right now. Unless somebody comes with, you know, some idea that we haven't thought of, right?
I mean, the reality is we're probably not going to win the title this year, correct?
Correct.
And there's no player we can acquire that will help us win the title this year,
correct? You're not close enough, but you can have a good run.
But we're in the number seven spot right now, which means we're a playoff team.
Yeah, and that'll put you against the number two spot, which would be a tough first-round match.
Well, given they have the play-in tournament out too, so even if you lose that first game, you still have a way to get back in as well.
Yep.
So I like the spot the Wolves are in right now. I wouldn't break up this roster. I'd rather just keep the draft pick and just draft somebody next year to build the roster up and just go with what we have.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't see it. I don't see a big upside to it unless somebody says, look, this is a guy that's on, a great player and he's got 3 years left on his contract. You know, I don't know who that would be. But some of the needs that they had got filled when some of these young players played, when the other players had COVID and injuries.
I mean, if we had to fill a need, I'd like to see another body in the front court at the center position just to give Towns some rest. But I don't know if that player's out there or what it costs to get him. And quite frankly, the way Vanderbilt's playing and Nasri is a backup player, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but like another Vanderbilt is what you're saying. You know, because Nas plays a little bit more outside, et cetera. But another Vanderbilt, you could always use one of those guys. You know, you never have enough of those guys. And they don't need more offense right now, I don't think.
No, I think they need plenty of offense. As long as Russell stays healthy, they have no problem scoring hoops.
Yeah, and I was surprised to see McCollum move today. He's good.
Now, where'd he end up? I missed that one.
New Orleans, I believe.
New Orleans, right.
At least that was that, you know, I'm reading, you know, left and right, and all the stuff's coming in, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But he was, somebody had said that this has happened, and, you know, subject to physicals or what, you know, that stuff. You know?
I know what you mean, yes.
Yeah, so, but it sounded like, and you experienced, again, we talked about your experience in Seattle, you experienced Milwaukee last year as a Bucks fan.
I tell you, my back is still sore from staying outside for about 2.5 hours watching the game, but it was well worth it because I don't think that'll ever happen in my lifetime ever again.
That was quite a scene. What did it feel like?
First of all, it was very packed. You know, I tried to get up to the front of the line and everything. They felt the surge of bodies, and I'm like, I better back up here so I don't get squished and everything. But just watching 6,500 people in one area just cheering the Bucks on and everything, it's just one of the most memorable things I've been a part of.
Boy, you've gotten in on the good stuff, man. Give us a little of that in Minnesota here, man. Your teams.
I'm trying to bring some stuff over to you guys. I want to
experience
this.
Seattle and Milwaukee. I mean, just give us one thing. Throw us a bone hammer.
Believe me, I want a parade here. I definitely want one.
I'm hearing you, bud. Thank you for your work tonight. We'll do it again tomorrow night.
Always a pleasure, Maxie.
The Hammer on the board. Up next, the Timberwolves, the Sacramento Kings. Tomorrow night, the Timberwolves, the Sacramento Kings. Yeah, it's a twofer in California, starting the night right here on your home to Timberwolves basketball. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.